And it's now time for a Wrenchit News Break here on Wrenchit Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with Lowe's. The home improvement giant announced they're renovating their diversity and inclusion program. It seems like a lot of places are doing that these days. And instead, they're going to put all of their employee resource groups under one roof instead of separating them by identity. Yeah, like they realize that building a strong workforce means focusing on what unites us rather than what divides us. Lowe's also has said they will no longer be sponsoring certain events, choosing instead to focus on safe and affordable housing, disaster relief, and skilled trade education. That seems like a better use of their resources. Moving on to a story now that will lower some handicaps. A transgender golfer is making waves in the LPGA. This guy, who is now a girl, previously played on his men's college team, but now has advanced to the qualifying school for the LPGA Tour. Some folks are calling the situation unfair, which is exactly what this is. But this debate, what it's not, is far from over. Well, one U.S. district judge has rendered a verdict that is causing more than a few concerns. This judge decided that the military can no longer discriminate against HIV-positive individuals who want to serve. The decision comes at a time when the armed forces are already facing a recruitment crisis. It's worth noting that the military still disqualifies potential recruits for conditions like allergies, colorblindness, and even missing teeth. But HIV? Hey, no problem at all. Their recruitment problems run a little bit deeper. They should probably take a page out of the Lowe's handbook. Finally, in a story that serves as a sobering reminder of the importance of protecting our young people, a former Christian school math teacher turned student pastor has been charged with multiple counts of sexual battery involving a student. The 36-year-old man is accused of engaging in inappropriate relationship with a minor back in 2015 while working in a school district in South Carolina. The investigation continues to be ongoing, but it's a reminder to parents to be vigilant and watching those who have access to your children. And that's been today's Wrenchit News Break. More Wrenchit Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.